Tomorrow, March 5th, 2008, is a very important occasion in which all Hindus celebrate a major festival called Mahashivaratri. Festivals are very important part of life. In Sanskrit we call it as Utsava. Utsava or festival refers to special occasions in which the planetary positions are in such a way that the human life will derive certain energies from the planetary positions. In the view of Sriranga Sadguru, a yogi seer, the planetary positions are favorable to spiritual development on these festivals, and one should make use of these special timings. Hence, Hindus, by the great seers, have received many festivals to celebrate throughout the year. And Mahashivaratri, the great night of worship of Lord Shiva, is one such festival. A Hindu festival is a celebration that integrates spiritual, philosophical, religious, and cultural aspects of human life. The spiritual aspect emphasizes the basic pursuit of bliss and happiness. The philosophical aspects emphasize that the good in the struggle against evil will always come out victorious, and the religious aspect emphasize the various rituals that we need to perform on a given festival. And of course, there are also stories which give us the spiritual insight to understand the essence of the festival. Then the cultural aspects emphasize the various activities and the social aspects which brings the spiritual connectivity between people with the same goals. The Mahashivaratri is celebrated throughout the night, because as we said, Ratri means night, and Shiva is the Lord who is in charge of the dissolution and the Lord who destroys the evil tendencies which become an obstacle in the spiritual path. And Maha refers to the very special night which comes in the month Magha, that is in this period of March 5th this year. Every 14th night in the Krishna Paksha, that is the Krishna fortnight, is very significant for Lord Shiva. But this particular one, which comes in the month of Magha, is the great Shivaratri. In Shivaratri, throughout the night, puja or worshipping the Lord Shiva. Also, fasting is done throughout the night for those who are able to do it. And in addition to that, the whole night vigil, that is not sleeping. Of course, they all have to go together. That is, the worshipping has to be done throughout the night, at the same time keeping up the fasting and keeping awake while doing the worshipping and fasting. So all the three combined is the way that great Shivaratri is celebrated. We know that the night time is the time when the activity that one gets engaged in the daytime is absent. So the night times are the time when certain tendencies of the mind become stronger and stronger. So it is in the times of Shivaratri, that is especially the great Shivaratri, that one focuses and worships and seeks the blessing of Lord Shiva, the great Lord, who is compassionate, who is described as an ocean of compassion, will bless the spiritual seeker and help the spiritual seeker to work against the evil tendencies or the obstacles in the spiritual path. There is a story which is popularly associated with the great Shivaratri. A hunter called Guru Druha, in order to hunt, he comes up in the forest and goes upon a tree of bilwa leaves, a special form of leaf. And then when he is waiting for his hunt, he is also keeping a pot of water. And when the deer comes, accidentally this pot of water and some bilwa leaves fall down, and there is a Shivalinga, the deity, icon of Lord Shiva, on which these bilwa leaves fall and the water goes on that as a shower. And as he had waited for a long time for his hunt, it is as though that this hunter did a worshipping to the Lord, although unknowingly, but Lord took it as a blessing, an opportunity to bless the hunter, and which happened on the great night of Shiva. So at the same time, because of the blessings of Lord Shiva, the hunter became compassionate and he did not kill the deer. Instead of that, he let it go to go and tell its family members. So as he was waiting, the Lord Shiva was blessing this hunter, Guru Druha, and at the end of the whole night, the hunter refrained from any hunting, and he was also on the top of the bilwa tree. So without his knowing, he had performed a worshipping of Lord Shiva throughout the night, which has made him very compassionate, blessed by the Lord. And it is said that the same Guru Druha was blessed by the Supreme Lord Shiva, and in the incarnation as Rama, he became the Guha, the boatman who helped Rama to cross the river when he went to the forest. So, the intention of the story here is to emphasize the devotion, the sincerity, and an aspiration to advance oneself in the spiritual path. In temples and in homes of devotees where they are able to perform this throughout night puja, four quarters are made different worshipping in the form of giving a bathing. The first quarter, milk is used. The second quarter, curd is used. The third quarter, ghee is used. And the fourth quarter, honey is used. And in each quarter, various recitation, chantings of the great Vedic hymns called Rudra Sukta, Purusha Sukta, and many other chanting, recitations, glorifying the Lord Shiva, and devotional singings are all offered to the Lord, so that when one goes through this integration of puja or worshipping, the fasting, those who are able to do, and also the night vigil, all the three can be done by the devotees with the intention to advance in the spiritual path with the prayer that may Lord Shiva, who is known as the Lord of Auspiciousness. Shiva refers to the meaning of auspicious. So which means that as the tendencies towards worldliness, towards evil thoughts, when these tendencies reduce and will be annihilated by the blessings of Lord Shiva, then one will be blessed to advance in the spiritual path. So thus Mahashivaratri is a great festival. It's a festival in which one can perform to one's best ability, but with sincerity, devotion, and with certain knowledge of the greatness of Lord Shiva. The various Vedic hymns that are recited, when it is recited properly, with knowledge of its meaning and devotion, will certainly bless the devotee. So it is very important that we celebrate the great worshipping of the Lord of auspiciousness, Mahashivaratri. For this brief talk, the main reference that have been used is an encyclopedic work by Sri Sri Swami Rangapriya, His Holiness Swami Rangapriya, who has written this work called The Festivals and the Sacred Days of Celebration of Bharatiyas, in Kannada language called Bharatiyara Habba Haridinagalu. And also, I would like to offer my salutation to both His Holiness Yogi Sir Sri Ranga Sadguru and His Holiness Swami Rangapriya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. May Lord Shiva bless all of us.